Yes, they did a wonderful spread on the front cover in an article about the Carnegie Hall concert in June, on June 12th, and the whole group of people that are will be going to New York City for the concert and a whole weekend of events. So.
And this is all in conjunction with the Fusion Project and your debut at Carnegie Hall. Just tell us a little bit about what's going to happen there.
Yes, this whole concert is really the culmination of a couple of years of working on this Fusion Project, which took me all over South America for concerts and then resulted in a new CD, which will be premiered at Carnegie Hall. So it'll be my debut concert and sort of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
And a number of people have signed up for the excursion. And did you know that my husband and I are one, are two of them, actually?
Yes, and I was thrilled to see that. We have a very large group going to New York, and Juliette Everest has put together, she's producing the concert and put together a whole weekend of events that weekend. So if anyone is interested, please, contact me, and there are still some spaces left.
Not a lot, though.
Not a lot.
So part of the excursion will obviously include the debut concert at Carnegie Hall of the Fusion Project,
Yes.
dinner at the Russian Tea Room.
Yes, an elaborate cocktail party and dinner party at the Russian Tea Room. And then Juliet has also arranged that the National Music Museum in Vermilion will be opening an exhibit of their instruments that weekend at the Metropolitan in New York.
No,
So
that I did not know.
it's
That,
amazing.
oh, how exciting. There's also a dinner cruise.
Yes, we have a private yacht that's going to be cruising the New York Harbor, spectacular views of Lady Liberty, and so it's going to be a wonderful weekend, and I'm just thrilled that so many people have joined the group to go.
How glamorous.
You can't beat New York.
And this is the weekend of June.
It's June 12th. The concert is Friday evening, June 12th. So it'd be a great time to be in New York City.
Absolutely. And again, if people have questions, they can contact you, Richard.
Yes, just contact me on Facebook or at Briar Cliff, and I can get them the information if they're interested in the trip.
You have been such a proponent of chamber music in this community, and I'm very happy to see that you and your friend Martha Council Vargas will be the February 1st concert. That is a Sunday afternoon at First Presbyterian Church, 3 o'clock. Tickets are at the door. And I have to say, I want to steer everybody to our Facebook page so they can see this absolutely fabulous album cover of, I assume this is Martha.
It is Martha, yes, in a sort of a glamour shot, throwback to 1930s, 40s style.
And pink, of all things.
Yes. Yes, Martha and I released our first album just in late 2014. So I'm thrilled to have Martha back here in Sioux City to premiere the new album. And it was a really a long-term project for us, but it's wonderful music. And it is featuring Latin-inspired music from the Americas, from South America, from Central America, and from North America. So there on the program and on the CD is a work by a Peruvian composer, by a Cuban composer, Mexican composer, and an American. So the title of the program is called Somos Americanos, which is We Are All Americans. And it's really exciting music.
That's beautiful because the language of music knows no boundaries.
Yes, I mean it's really true. And Martha and I have been fortunate to have traveled together and performed all over South America, Argentina, Colombia, most recently Honduras. And where else were we? Of course, Peru and Ecuador several times. So,
Now, the CD has been released.
Yes, yes. Okay. This will be the regional premiere of it. It was released late in 2014. So,
well, I think the timing's wonderful because, you know, in the bitterness of the winter and the bleakness, here's a little ray of sunshine and a little taste of South America.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So
you'll be collaborating on some of the pieces, and then individually you'll both be performing some of your own works?
Yes, yes. We'll be performing together, of course, and then each of us are going to play solo works. I'm actually going to play this new piece that I will be featuring on the Carnegie Hall concert in June. It's by one of the most wonderful pieces that I've encountered for solo piano in a long time, a young composer who is actually a student at Princeton by the name of Judd Greenstein. So there will be a couple of solos, and then the rest will be collaborative.
What has this journey been like for you, this fusion project?
It's been amazing. I have traveled to places for the very first time through the project. I was in Argentina, I was in Colombia, and then the fall semester last year I spent in Brazil, which is just an amazing country, amazing music, wonderful people. So it really opened up a whole new world to me. And it is an exciting project because I'm really focusing on new music, some of the latest works that are being written that are incorporating popular music and folk music and jazz, which seems to be the real trend in contemporary classical music.
So as fusion, the word suggests, this is just sort of a blending of lots of different styles and flavors of music. It sounds very palatable.
Yes, yes. It's some wonderful works. I'm just thrilled. I just finished the recording last week, and so it's in production now. And it's just a really wonderful set of pieces.
And again, going back to the trip in June in New York, I have to say that I decided, my husband and I talked about this, this is something that's never going to happen again. It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. And I want to be there. I want to experience this because it's special.
Yes, it's certainly a once-in-a-lifetime experience for me. I mean, it's very humbling to be taking the stage at Carnegie, where so many incredible artists have played, you know, for the last 100 years. And it's very special to be able to share this with so many people that are going from Sioux City and around the country that will be joining us in New York. So,
well, I think it'd be very exciting just to pack Carnegie Hall with people from Siouxland. How great would that
That's
be?
That's my goal. Yes, that would be wonderful.
Well, Richard, we invite people to come and sample this wonderful program, part of Sioux City Chamber Music Series on February 1st. That's a Sunday, 3 o'clock, and we're going to be giving tickets away here at KWIT, but you can always get your ticket at the door. And this is, in a sense, also a once-in-a-lifetime experience. You're going to hear Richard Steinbach and Martha Council Vargas in a very unique program. So we want to keep chamber music alive and well in Sioux City. And thank you so much for being a champion of chamber music in our community, Richard.
My pleasure. Yeah, thank you so much for having me. And I hope people will be able to join us on Sunday afternoon.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Dr. Steinbach. And I know that we'll be talking again very soon about the Fusion Project.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Dr. Richard Steinbach from Briarcliff University. I'm Gretchen Gondek for FM 90.